This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Dean from Lakeville.
Hi, Dean.
Hi.
What's going on, my friend?
Just driving to school. My daughter.
Okay. What's her name?
Lily.
Okay. We get Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, you know that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number one. Lady Gaga announced dates for her Mayhem Ball tour. Who features on the song Die With a Smile?
Bruno Mars.
Jennifer Grey, 65 today. She played Baby in Dirty Dancing. In Dirty Dancing, where does nobody put Baby?
In the corner.
231 years ago today, in 1794, President George Washington authorized the creation of the U.S. Navy. True or false? The Navy is the largest branch of the military. True or false?
True.
Question number four. Netflix is developing a live-action Scooby-Doo series that they're calling a modern reimagining. There's no word on when we'll get to see it. What is the name of the van the gang rides around in during their adventures? Dean?
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. What is the name of the van in Scooby-Doo?
The mystery van.
Question number five. Chapel Roan's relationship deal breakers include bad breath, chewing with your mouth open, being rude to waiters, and not liking Beyonce.
Big one.
Can you give me Chapel's real name? That's a tough.
This is where you shine, Lily.
I don't think Lily knows it.
Gary.
All right.
Chapel. What was it again?
What is Chapel Roan's real name? Let's get Kennedy back.
Dean, if you don't know, you don't know, man.
That's a tough one. How old is Lily, by the way?
Lily is 14.
14. What was that, 8th grade? 9th grade?
Yes.
8th grade.
8th grade.
Yep. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Dean and Lily got, well, mostly Dean, got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friends.
These are hard, Kennedy. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga announced dates for her Mayhem Ball tour. Who features on the song Die With a Smile?
Bruno Mars. And no Boston dates. What the hell?
Really?
Uh-uh. 3 nights at Madison Square Garden. That's as close as she gets.
Huh.
She isn't doing a whole lot of dates in the U.S. It's a lot of outside of that. But still, what the hell?
I don't know.
I'll
drop her a text and find out what's going on with Stephanie there. Tie to one. Question number two. Jennifer Grey, 65 today. She played Baby in Dirty Dancing. In Dirty Dancing, where does nobody put Baby?
In the corner.
Tied at 2. 231 years ago today in 1794, President George Washington authorized the creation of the U.S. Navy. True or false? The Navy is the largest branch of the military.
Gosh, I don't know. False.
It is the Army. 3-2. Question number four. Netflix is developing a live-action Scooby-Doo series that they're calling a modern reimagining. What is the name of the van the gang rides around in during the during their adventures?
The Mystery Mobile?
The Mystery Machine. By the way, the Wienermobile was in Charlestown the other day. Parked in front of the Bunker Hill Monument.
By. Oscar Mayer?
Yeah.
Always nice when they stop by.
Two icons. 3-2, question number five. Chapel Roan's relationship deal breakers include bad breath, chewing with your mouth open, being rude to waiters, and not liking Beyonce. What is Chapel's real name?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Kaylee. She just did an interview with the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. If you get a chance, Kennedy.
Okay.
Don't do it with kids around, though. It is rated R.
I'm good.
Yeah, neither one of us will probably do it.
Yeah, she says a lot of interesting things in there. 3-2 is the final. Well, I've only seen a clip. I mean, so 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Dean, you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets to see Kylie Minogue April 9th at the TD Garden. If you would like to buy tickets, it is Ticketmaster.com, but you're going to the show for free, okay?
Yeah, that's great. Awesome.
Dean, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Dean and Lily from Lakeville, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. You can find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jenna from Billerica.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Jenna is an 8th grade civics teacher, Kennedy.
Oh, bless your
heart. Yeah, I was just thinking. Teaching 8th graders sounds like my nightmare.
Nope.
So much more.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. $100 on the line. Jenna, are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Zendaya will star in a biopic about singer Ronnie Spector. Can you name the sci-fi movie series Zendaya stars in opposite Timothée Chalamet?
Dune.
Entertainment Weekly named Fred and Wilma Flintstone the best animated romantic couple on TV. Where did the Flintstones live?
Bedrock.
Fergie, 50 years old today. She had a bunch of hits as a member of the Black Eyed Peas and then as a solo artist. Name this Fergie song. Take a listen. Name that song.
Big Girls Don't Cry.
I have Fergie as 49 today, Dan, not 50.
She's 50. Is I think she? You're one off. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just reading a different thing. Apparently, Ben Affleck's commentary on the Armageddon DVD is highly entertaining, with Ben claiming it's a top 5 DVD commentary of all time. Which actress plays Ben's love interest in Armageddon?
Liv Tyler.
And question number 5, Mariah Carey turning 56 today. She holds the record for the most number one songs by a female artist in history. She has 19. Which of these 3 acts is currently in second place? Is it Madonna, Taylor Swift, or Rihanna?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's your answer. All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! What's the hardest thing about teaching 8th grade civics?
Not killing them.
Oh, geez. There's not enough info. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on in the news right now, so I think it's just deciding what to cover.
Barrett knows. So Barrett's in the eighth grade. He told me the other day exactly how many days until he's done for the school year.
But who's counting?
I was like, that's aggressive, Barrett. Jenna got 4 out of 5.
Wow. Well done, friend.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Zendaya will star in a biopic about singer Ronnie Spector. Name the sci-fi movie series Zendaya stars in opposite Timothy Chalamet.
Dune.
Tied at 1. Entertainment Weekly named Fred and Wilma Flintstone as the best animated romantic couple on TV.
Get out of here.
I know. It's
The Simpsons.
Yes, thank you. It's Homer and Marge.
Marge loves that man no matter what he does.
He is problematic.
And she loves him.
Where do the Flintstones live?
They live in Bedrock.
Also one of the best Young Money songs. Call me Mr. Flintstone.
I can make your bed rock, girl.
Tied at 2.
Come on, that one went.
Question number 3. Fergie turning 50 years old today, allegedly. She has a bunch of hits as a member of the Black Eyed Peas, and then is a solo artist. Name this Fergie song, Kennedy.
Hey, girls, don't cry.
3-3. Apparently, Ben Affleck's commentary on the Armageddon DVD is highly entertaining, with Ben claiming it's a top 5 DVD commentary of all time. Which actress plays Ben's love interest in Armageddon?
Liv Tyler?
Anybody have a DVD player anymore?
Yep.
You do.
Well, of course you do. Yeah. Well, I'm getting lots of stuff in DVD because I keep losing it. Mm-hmm. If you buy it virtually, it's not yours forever.
Do you still have a VCR?
No.
Blu-ray?
I never had one of those, but I have a lot of DVDs.
Laserdisc?
Never had one of those either.
Oh. 8-track player?
Nope.
Cassette player?
Betamax?
Yes, I do have a cassette player.
Reel-to-reel?
Mm-mm.
I'm out of old things, Dad.
Chisel and stone.
One day, friend, the computer is going to stop working, and you won't have anything. I will still have movies to watch.
I wish I had a DVD of Dogma, because I can't find it anywhere.
I have it.
That's good. We'll just all meet at your house at the end of the world.
Nope.
Question number 5. It's all tied 4-4. Mariah Carey turning 56 today. She holds the record for the most number one songs by a female artist in history. She has 19. Which of these three acts is currently in second? Madonna, Taylor Swift, or Rihanna?
Some heavy hitters.
Taylor Swift? It's Madonna. It's Rihanna?
It is.
Wow.
4-4 is the final score. That was a close one.
That was good.
With a 4-4 tie, Kennedy gets the win. Jenna, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we appreciate all that hard work you're doing teaching our kids civics.
That Thank
very
you.
Important.
Educating the youth.
And doing it civilly.
And not strangling them.
It's the little things, really.
Yep. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Real quick, Randy, I'm going to be late, so please do my attendance, but I am Jenna from Berica, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Get on
Randy,
that, Randy.
You're a real one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Laura from Bridgewater to the
show.
Hi,
Laura.
Hi, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Is Lucas in the car as well?
He is.
Yep.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
So we've got 5 pop culture trivia questions. Kennedy, go on into that soundproof booth. You answer more right than Kennedy, and you win the $100. Just a reminder, if you tie her, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number 1, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Masked Singer, spoiler alert. There's your warning.
Candace Cameron Bure was unmasked last night on The Masked Singer. Which show brought her to fame?
What was it called? It was with Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. What was it called?
Might have been
Full House.
Might have been before Lucas' time.
Yeah, before a lot of people's time now.
Question number two. Halle Bailey turns 25 today. She played Ariel in the live-action adaptation of The Little Mermaid. What is the name of Ariel's best friend in that movie?
Flounder?
Kenny Chesney, June Carter Cash, and Tony Brown were named as the 2025 class of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Who played June Carter Cash in Walk the Line?
Oh, I have no idea.
One of Kennedy's all-time favorite movies.
It's a great one.
Question number four. Sublime is working on their first album since 1996. Jacob Noel, son of the late Bradley Noel, is on vocals. Name this Sublime song.
Earmuffs, Lucas.
Name the song.
What I've Got.
And question number five. It was 30 years ago today in 1995. Forrest Gump beat Pulp Fiction and Shawshank Redemption for the Best Picture Oscar. Which of those three movies is based on a Stephen King novel?
Could you repeat them?
Sure. Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, Shawshank Redemption. Which of the three movies is based on a Stephen King novel?
I'm going to guess Shawshank Redemption.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! That is a stacked category. That
I know,
year.
And then you're going to look back at what we had this year and go, what? Huh? Huh? Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Huh?
Huh?
Laura, along with her son, Lucas, who's in the car, 7 years old, Kennedy, if you want to say hi to Lucas.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are difficult,
Thank
Kennedy.
You.
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, Kennedy.
Okay.
If you're a Masked Singer fan,
yes.
I'm going to ruin it for you.
Okay.
Candace Cameron Bure was unmasked last night on The Masked Singer. Which show brought her to fame?
Full House. And it's Bure.
Cut it out.
Tied to one. Question number two. Halle Bailey turns 25 today. She played Ariel in the live-action adaptation of The Little Mermaid. What is the name of Ariel's best friend in that movie?
Sebastian?
Flounder.
Is Sebastian not friends?
Sebastian was the Jamaican crab.
Yeah, were they not friends?
That's not her best friend. Is Flounder, the fish.
Were they not friends?
They were friends, but not best friends. We specifically
Sebastian
said best
worked
friends.
For King Triton.
I'm just asking. I don't really
yeah.
know.
Yeah. And then saying, under the sea.
Yeah.
2-1 for Laura. Question number three. Kenny Chesney, June Carter Cash, and Tony Brown were named as the 2025 class of Country Music Hall of Fame. Who played June Carter Cash in Walk the Line?
Reese Witherspoon.
Tied at 2. Sublime is working on their first album since 1996. Name this Sublime song, Kennedy.
Santeria
is correct. His son is going to be on lead vocals.
Wow, really?
Yes.
They're playing Boston Calling this year, and I am intrigued.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Tied to 2, question number... Or no, 3-2. 3-2, yeah. Question number 5. It was 30 years ago today in 1995. Forrest Gump beat Pulp Fiction and Shawshank Redemption for the Best Picture Oscar. Which of those three movies is based on a Stephen King novel?
What were they again, please?
Yes, of course. Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption, thank you.
That is it. Look at you, Kennedy.
Hootie-hoo.
Hootie-hoo, indeed.
Hootie-hoo.
4-3 is the final score. Laura Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the money, but thank you to you and Lucas for calling in to play today.
No problem. We're happy that he thought it was his lucky day, so that's why we Aww. Called in. So we're happy we got to play.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Laura and Lucas from Bridgewater, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Lucas.
Bye.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.